Hello everyone, and welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Analysis Time, Quiet Books. Remember, if you wish to follow along with the text and grammar notes, you can find them at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. My app is available in iTunes also for an instant download, and that is called A Cup of English. And this podcast comes to you now this year, every Tuesday and Thursday. So let's get started. Analysis time, quiet books. This following paragraph was taken from a home magazine that focuses on storage and using spaces well in the home. It might seem, in this age of electronic books and computer tablets, that a library is an outdated room to include in a home. But it could be argued that it is because we have so much noise and technology in our lives that we need a quiet room of books. Libraries are places of peace. When we are in them, we need to whisper and walk quietly. Sometimes they are the perfect place to go to when we want to be alone, or perhaps when we need time to think. In such moments, books are the perfect companions. Not a TV, and certainly not a computer. Books are silent and respectful, and their weight and even their smell can be comforting. Even though we are all attached to e-books, most of us still have many real books in different parts of the house. Why not put them all in one place and make that place special, cozy and quiet? It would be a place to enjoy a new book or an old favorite. Okay, so let's have a look at this paragraph. It's fairly short and straightforward. We start with number one, the word outdated. It's two words combined. It's a funny combination, really, but it means old-fashioned or no longer fashionable. A. Our house is so outdated. It's not historic, nor is it modern. It's just out of fashion. Our house is so outdated. It's not historic, nor is it modern. It's just out of fashion. B. Some people think that curtains are outdated, but I think they are an important part of decor. Some people think that curtains are outdated, but I think that they are an important part of decor. Number two. It could be argued. Well, this expression is like saying, you could say, or the point could be made that. A. He is the laziest music student, but one could argue that he's the most talented. He's the laziest music student, but one could argue that he's the most talented. B. The building is impressive. You could say that it is over the top. The building is impressive. You could say that it is over the top. Number three. To whisper. To whisper is one of my favorite verbs. It just means to talk very, very quietly. And the reason I like it is because it sounds like its meaning. A. Grandma is asleep. You should whisper. Grandma is asleep. You should whisper. B. The library rule is that everyone whispers. The library rule is that everyone whispers. 4. In such moments is like saying at times like these or on these occasions. A. National holidays can bring us together. On these occasions, we can enjoy being with family and friends. National holidays can bring us together. On these occasions, we can enjoy being with family and friends. B. Being stuck in an airport is no fun. At times like these, it's really handy to have an iPhone. Being stuck in an airport is no fun. At times like these, it's really handy to have an iPhone. Number 5. Respectful. Respectful has a meaning that is easy to imagine. It's full of respect. It really only has one meaning. A. He is very respectful. He always listens carefully to whatever anyone says. He is very respectful. He always listens carefully to whatever anyone says. B. I wish they would be more respectful in this public area. I wish they would be more respectful in this public area. And number 6, to be attached to. I think I've mentioned this before in another podcast. It's an interesting expression which means that a person likes something very much. And you can visualize the meaning of actually being connected or attached to the thing that you like, to the object. A. I know my car is really old, but I'm very attached to it. I know my car is really old, but I'm very attached to it. Now just notice that when I say attached, followed by to it, the D at the end of attached sounds a bit like a T, so I just join that T sound up with to. Instead of saying I'm very attached to it, I say I'm very attached to it. It's as if the D doesn't exist. B. My neighbor is so attached to her 5 cats that she takes them everywhere, even to her doctor's appointments. My neighbor is so attached to her 5 cats that she takes them everywhere, even to her doctor's appointments. And again here I have the word attached followed by to. So it sounds like there's no D, attached to. Well, very good. That's the end of our podcast for today. Remember that you're all welcome to join me on my Facebook page, which is called Anna from A Cup of English. And feel free to email me your questions and comments to acupofenglish@hotmail.com. or acupofenglish@live.com, and I promise to email you back. Until next week, take care. Bye-bye.